to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Okay, on the Paracast with Gene and Chris, catching up with our old friend Don Ecker. We're talking about MUFON, about the splintering of the L.A. branch. Now, if you were MUFON, wouldn't you just say, okay, you don't want to be part of us, we'll set up a new L.A. branch?
Well, that's basically what Steve Murillo and Wolf McCarron are working on. Now, you know, the problem with MUFON overall has, over the years, I mean, through the UFO field, you've seen ripples. You've seen people that were very prominent in the UFO field basically have a lot of problems with this. Now, one in particular who was a state director was Elaine Douglas, somebody that I know, I'm sure you guys have known Elaine Douglas for years, was very prominent in the MUFON field. And she became highly agitated and distressed a year or two, couple of years ago, with the apparent, and I don't know if infiltration is the right word or not, but the Bigelow Foundation, who came in with a wallet full of greenbacks and basically took over all the data that was available. And I know that Elaine Douglas was experiencing great heartburn about that. They basically removed her, and because she was outspoken, is outspoken, and basically said, fine, if that's the case, I'm free to say anything I want to say. And subsequently, she's done that. So there are and have been a lot of people that have been distressed.
Don, let's kind of call this thing the way it really should be called. For decades, MUFON was nothing more than a black hole sucking in data. The reason why I started out early in the early 90s being courted by MUFON to be a section director down in the San Luis Valley. And I made a couple of attempts after actually joining the organization to gain some case files from cases that I was interested in researching. And it was a black hole. There was no way that I was ever going to get any of that information because it was all stored in boxes in Seguin, Texas, in Walt Andrus's garage. And, you know, I've joked on the show a couple of times over the years that thank God a tornado never hit Andrus's neighborhood, because we would have had MUFON reports scattered across, you know, possibly a couple of states. Now that's changed, I think, with the implementation of this MUFON database. I think James Carrion was real instrumental in that, and of course, it took John Schuessler many years to get it together to even get to that point. MUFON has changed somewhat in that regard, but I don't think all the files are actually available to MUFON members. I think the whole Bigelow Aerospace scenario has put a lid on particular cases that are especially noteworthy. And that's always been a problem that I've heard associated.
It doesn't come as any great surprise. Look at the Skinwalker Ranch, the NIDS effort that was going on. Now, granted, that was proprietary from the get-go, but there were a lot of people with a lot of hope that they would be forthcoming with the results of some of their investigation. That never happened. I can remember another case back in the early to mid 90s with a certain abduction researcher in the American Midwest who was very prominent at the time.
I'll say it, John Carpenter.
Okay. All right. Very good. And Carpenter made all his files available to Mr. Bigelow.
Without the names, though.
Well, that's beside the point. They say it was without the names. Do we know that, Chris? Do we really honestly know that?
Well, that's what I found out when I did my digging. I'm not going to put anybody on the spot here, but there was some, it's still controversial when you talk to people in Missouri about that whole scenario.
Well, I can tell you that at UFO Magazine, we heard from a number of people that were ready to tar and feather Carpenter. And I mean tar and feather him with hot tar.
So, well, he's been out of the field ever since, pretty much. So,
Yeah, these guys step on it, and then, hey, well, goodbye. Same thing with, well, I mean, you know, you mentioned him earlier, Bill Moore. Same thing.
Well, the whole Bigelow scenario is still a real conundrum. You know, I'm still hearing rumblings that there may be some sort of continuing connection between Bigelow's aerospace and MUFON. I don't know that for a fact. Officially, of course, all ties have been severed. But if you call the FAA, Don, and report a UFO, they tell you to call this number, and it goes to Bigelow Aerospace.
Yes, I'm aware. Yeah, so, you know, what's the bottom line on this? Well, nothing, because Bigelow sure as hell is not telling anybody. None of his spokespeople are telling anybody. You know, the stories are still occasionally seeping out with no way to verify or otherwise. Actually, that show that Ventura put on a couple of years ago, Chris, in many regards, was the closest of anything that ever came close to getting Bigelow on the record.
Well, it's the first time I ever saw him on TV being interviewed. And believe me, don't get me started on that whole thing. I was involved in that particular conspiracy theory show from the inception. And to hold a show back for 8 months, go through, depending on who you believe, 15 to 20 different edits, and have the network be totally... do an about-face and then demand certain editorial privileges for the final product, I still have problems with that. And you know, money does have, obviously, a tremendous sway and influence in our culture. But when it comes to this kind of a subject, I think it's, you know, it's even more apparent when people with money get involved. There have been a few exceptions to this. I think Lawrence Rockefeller comes to mind. He was pretty much hands off. Bigelow is very much into control. And
yeah, well, they interviewed me a year and a half before that aired. You know, at the very beginning of that show, they shot to me and I was giving his background. But after that was all said and done, the producer that produced, that brought me into the project originally, I contacted her and said, hey, I'd like to get Jesse Ventura's son, Tyrell, on DMR to interview him. And she gave me his contact email information. I wrote him a number of times, never heard back from him. So, you know.
You know, I saw him recently, about a month and a half ago, out in L.A. at the UFO Media Group meeting in, I think it was out at Marina Del Rey. And very interesting response. I was in the audience and then stood up and asked some very pointed questions. And, you know, the same thing happened with the Ventura show. You'll notice that the show went absolutely, the bottom dropped out of that show after they aired the Skinwalker Ranch episode. Whatever credibility he'd carefully and very laboriously tried to attain over the first two seasons was totally trashed. And, Don, who's this Frederick Rule guy? Do you know him?
Frederick Rule?
Yeah, the guy that they trot out as a scientist. He has no forehead, you know, his big bushy eyebrows and glasses. I've never heard of this guy, and they made him out to be some sort of expert. And between him and Preston Dennett, they totally sank that show, in my opinion. What they came up with as the ending kind of rationale for Bigelow to be involved in this.
Preston,
you know, so he could have his space station to escape the alien invasion, to me was so disingenuous and absolutely ludicrous that I really think that show, that single show, really was the last nail in the coffin for that.
Oh, no, wait a minute. I do know who Rule was.
We have Don Ecker joining us with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast. Is there a secret UFO agenda? Do strange creatures from the darkest corners of the mind roam the earth? Is there evidence for mind control, time travel, or devious government conspiracies? Find out the inside scoop on the latest conspiracies, paranormal activity, and floating phenomena when you subscribe to Tim Beckley's Conspiracy Journal. It's jam-packed with stories, special book and DVD promotions, and the best news, it's absolutely free, sent right to your mailbox. Plus, a bonus free email newsletter sent out every Friday. Simply send an email with your name and address to MrUFO@webtv.net. That's MrUFO@webtv.net. Find out what they don't want you to know.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Alabama, it's coming, and it's the event you and your family will not want to miss. The Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 7th and 8th, at the newly renovated Oxford Civic Center in Oxford, Alabama, where admission is totally free. There's something for everyone. Free classes and seminars on topics like food preparation, food harvesting, and food preservation. Free giveaways every 30 minutes. You could win seed kits, food, doTERRA oil, starter kits, water filters, and more, including a year's supply of food. Guest speakers include Bob from Black Dog Survival School, Mike from White Harvest Seeds, Dr. Tom Stoner from Dr. Med Kits, and more. And be sure to stop by and check out the Youngevity booth, the Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, September 7th and 8th, a weekend of education and preparation that's totally free to attend. Don't forget, the Country Inn and Suites in Oxford has special rates available for those who attend the expo. Get all the details at thesouthernpreppers.com. That's thesouthernpreppers.com.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
The memories come slow, but they do come at our age, right, Don Ecker, with Gene and Chris in the Paracast? Don, you had a response to something Chris said in our previous segment, and after that, we have some questions in the question bank that Chris will ask you. Go ahead, please.
Jesse Ventura, Skinwalker Ranch show. Chris, you were right. They did bring on a couple of fringe people, Preston Dennett being one of them, who was on the fringe of UFO stuff out here for well over 20 years, always affiliated with fringe area topics. Franklin Rule was a guy. Now, I don't know if you will recall, but when the Sci-Fi Channel first aired back in the very early 1990s, they had less than a zero budget to put on programming, but they had to put on programming. And Franklin Rule was one of the shows that they brought on, and he had a signature thing. He had little toy dinosaurs. I mean, it was obvious. The set that he was on looked like it was set up in somebody's garage. And he had a little desk there, and he had, like, toy dinosaurs on it and what have you, and would talk about various fringe topics. And he would then say, well, if you got that right, you can give yourself a slap on the back. And the other thing was, if you got it wrong, you could slap yourself with some kind of dead fish. But I mean, that was basically, that was his contribution to the Sci-Fi Channel. And this was the first time, now that you mention it, that I recall seeing him do anything in all those years since the Sci-Fi Channel started to get a little funding and dropped his show. So I'm not surprised that they had those people on there if what their intent was to take some of the scary material and basically diffuse it with these guys talking about alien invasion, for God's sake. I mean, that just struck me as beyond stupid.
Yeah, I just, when I watched that episode, we talked about this on the show. They totally misrepresented my statements, almost to a point of legal contention. But, you know, power corrupts, lots of money corrupts, absolutely. So, you know, it kind of comes with the territory. You know, Don, we do have a bunch of questions here. I'd like to start off on some of them. Of course, we weren't able to announce your guest slot here on the show too far in advance, so we didn't get the amount of questions that we would normally get for you. But there's a bunch that stand out here. And since we're talking about personalities in the UFO field and whatnot, here's a question that comes from Tom, 1961, who is one of our newer signups at forum.theparacast.com. And he says very simply, who do you respect in the UFO field and what books do you recommend?
Well, let me do the book thing first. The number of books, and, you know, as far as I'm concerned, there are several that are classic, that are absolute must read. One of them, and this is the one book that I always recommend because it was taken almost primarily from military government UFO files, was Larry Fawcett, Barry Greenwood's excellent, and I mean, when I say excellent, that doesn't begin to describe how I feel about it.
Yeah, it's a must-have.
Clear Intent. Now, I kind of chided Timothy Good because of the Guy Kirkwood inclusion in his first book, Above the Top Secret, but that book also has some excellent information in it. Richard Hall's Uninvited Guests is another book that I think merits room on any aficionado shelf. The stuff that Kevin Randall has done is almost universally great, well-researched, so forth. Your book, Chris, and, you know, I'm sorry, I apologize, the title is not coming to me, but where you talk about the yellow helicopter.
Yeah, The Mysterious Valley, my first book.
Thank you, The Mysterious Valley. I think that is an excellent book to have and read. So that, and I mean, there are certainly many others that I could recommend. Really going back, any of the books written by Donald Kehoe, if you can find them. Any of the books written by Ivan Sanderson, and getting off in even more esoteric areas than Sanderson, is Ingo Swann's book, Penetration,
yeah,
which unfortunately, unless you have a big fat wallet, you're not going to find a probably a hardbound version of Penetration, but luckily you can still find a PDF copy of it online. Generally, if you know where to look, they're free. I mean, you can just download it. But that is another book that, and I've got a hard copy of Penetration, and I've reread it a number of times, and even today, I got to tell you that it sends chills up my back. Now,
there's some real head scratches in there, boy.
Yeah, really. Now, the thing about who do I respect in the field? Unfortunately, today it's pretty slim pickings, as far as I'm concerned. And you know, you've got to remember that I've been doing this for a long time, and I've seen a lot over the years that have basically soured me in many ways. But you two guys, as far as I am concerned, have done great work. I think Kevin Randall is another guy that I have much, much respect for. I have respect for Stanton Friedman. Although I do joke about Stanton pulling out that shop-worn folder of his with all the blacked-out pages that I've seen him do God only knows how many times over the years. But when it comes to dedication and research and things that he's been willing to wade through, Friedman certainly is right up there. And I'm sure that there are some others that I'm probably missing in the mix. But like I said, there are damned few people today doing what I consider to be good, solid, in-depth research. Some of the people of the past, and you can find their work out there. Len Stringfield is one. Once again, let me mention Donald Kehoe. Even to some extent, J. Allen Hynek. Although I got to tell you, J. Allen Hynek in many ways disappointed me seriously over the years. But Hynek was somebody that did some good work.
I want to ask you about that in our next segment, Don. Why Allen Hynek disappointed you? And I knew him slightly in his final years. Anyway, we have Don Ecker joining us with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also print catalogs. Convert from so many formats I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know.
GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Attention, citizens of Northern Arizona. Are you prepared? If not, now's your chance to get prepared at the Arizona Survivalist Prepper Expo. August 24th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Tim's Toyota Center in Prescott Valley. Visit with Arizona-based and national suppliers of such items as freeze-dried foods, solar ovens, solar equipment, tactical gear, camping gear, water filtration supplies, and much more. Do you need a bug-out bag? Do you need to stock up on freeze-dried food? Are you curious what a solar oven is? Take a tour of the ultimate bunker, a portable above or below ground survival shelter. Visit with doomsday prepper stars from around Arizona, such as Tim Ralston of Gear Up and Brian Moffitt of Extreme Defense USA. Informative speakers will be providing valuable insight every hour on such topics as long-term food storage and emergency first aid skills. Bring your family, bring your friends, bring your neighbors. We won't rest until every citizen in Arizona is prepared. Visit our website, ArizonaSurvivalistShows.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
This is Jerome Clark, author of the UFO Encyclopedia and other books. You're listening to the Paracast.
As you know, Don Ecker takes no prisoners. He tells you what he thinks and then some. He is also host of the once and only Dark Matters radio show, Except No Substitutes. With Gene and Chris, you're in the Paracast. In our last segment, Don, and we'll get back to listener questions in a moment, but in our last segment, you said that you weren't totally impressed with some of the work that J. Allen Hynek did. Explain why, please.
Hynek was the civilian consultant of the Air Force's Project Blue Book. And at the beginning, when he came on board, and I could be wrong with the figure that I'm about to give you, but I believe that the Air Force, and of course, we're talking about 1950s, 1960 dollars. I think the Air Force was paying him something like $5,000 a year. Might have been more than that at the end, who knows, but at least that much money to be their consultant. And they would get one of these crazy cases, like, for example, one of the most famous, the Hillsdale Michigan College case that happened in 66. And we could actually do an entire show on that and the aftermath of what happened later. But Hynek was drug out, and he was willing to compromise what he truly believed, and this is where I say he disappointed me, and this is my belief, okay, but he was willing to compromise. He knew something passingly, highly passingly strange was happening, but he compromised his personal beliefs to satisfy his Air Force handlers. Now, they,
swamp gas.
Yes, the famous, infamous swamp gas.
Of course, he apologized for that later.
He did, but also there was a swamp out back there, so he could have been correct as well. So
not in Michigan in March, Chris. No. Not in Michigan.
No, there was a lot going on. You're right, Don.
But at any rate, then he became a quote-unquote UFO believer. Well, just like James McDonald gave him grief, and McDonald was truly a courageous scientist when it came to this topic, was willing to chew Hynek's tail end off as what he saw as Hynek's being timid, okay, to the point where he would not speak up, even though he knew that he was, that McDonald and others was right, okay? Yeah. In other words, he didn't have the courage of his conviction.
And yeah, but he came around in the end. He definitely did.
And what good did it do then? When it could have done a hell of a lot of good back in the 50s and 60s.
Yeah, but that's not really categorizing the quality of his work. It's his attitude as approach. And I guess he's one of these people. He felt if he went too far out on the limb, and a lot of people who are scientists and professors take that approach, which is you might impact your source of living.
Then he should have called himself an astronomer and a scientist because he was scientifically dishonest.
Well, I have a little bit of a news blast on the Hynek front. Recently, James Fox has spent the better part of 2 weeks with Ray Stanford out in Maryland, and one of the trips, actually, he took a number of trips to the National Archives, and they found original handwritten letters penned by Alan Hynek about the Socorro case, which will put to rest some of the assertions by the UFO iconoclasts about the actual symbol that Ronnie Zamora was asked by the military to fabricate to keep in secret the real symbol so that they could use that as control data. If somebody called up and reported a symbol and it was the real symbol, they would know that it was the real case, as opposed to reporting the fake symbol that the military bamboozled Zamora to sign off on. And now we have definitive proof that that is actually the case. And I probably shouldn't have said this because I'm scooping James Fox and Tracy Torme.
Well, Torme basically said as much on DMR when I was running a weekly segment with him. I know that was a bee in Tracy Torme's bonnet.
Well, it's been proven beyond any shadow of a doubt. They were given access to the original documents, which they scanned at extremely high resolution. And we'll be talking more about this, I'm sure, in future episodes of the Paracast. Here's another question, which I think is germane to our conversation, and that is the whole subject of alien abductions. Of course, Hynek was not really involved in the field by the time the whole abduction thing really took off. What do you think about abductions, Don? Why or why not? This comes from Burnt State, one of our fairly regular posters at forum.theparacast.com. If you say yes about them and you think they're real, could you cite what you feel are the key cases to support the phenomenon? And what is the purpose of them if they're real?
This is an area, and I've also voiced this before on Paracast appearances that I've made. Over the years that Vicki and I did UFO Magazine, as you can expect, we had literally, and I couldn't begin to tell you how many hundreds of people contact us, write us, telephone us, and on my original radio show, UFOs Tonight, that I did weekly back then, questions and allegations that they underwent this experience. And I was always very, very tentative about getting involved in any of this because in many cases, I realized that some of these people were extremely fragile. And I had a set of pat answers I gave them because I did not feel qualified to really become involved in that. I was terrified of doing them more harm than good. But this is what I would tell them. If you believe that you experienced something out of the norm and it's bothering you to the point where you're having a hard time doing your day-to-day existence,
get some help.
This is what I suggest. Number one, see your family physician first. Find out if you're in fact suffering any physical effects of what you believe happened to you. Number two, if it's to the point where you feel that it's psychologically disturbing you to the point where you're having a hard time, see a certified mental health professional. And I'm not suggesting there's anything physically or mentally wrong. You know, and today what we might call this, Gene and Chris, is PTSD, okay? Post-traumatic stress syndrome. Perhaps that's it. I said see someone that is professionally qualified to help you. But by no means will I suggest that you see a hypnotherapist or someone that bills themselves as a UFO abduction researcher, because I personally experienced some horror stories firsthand back when I was involved with UFO magazine, Vicki and I. You know, as a former investigator, a detective, I saw so many cases of these hypnotherapists leading the person that they were working with. It made me cringe. I always shied away from that aspect of it because I was afraid of harming someone.
I think we should leave the mental health professionals in charge of helping these people. And, you know, that was a very good answer. And I think that anybody out there who feels that they have been in a situation that may be described as an abduction phenomenon type experience to definitely seek out professionals in this realm and stay away from people with a name in ufology, please. Do us and yourself, most importantly, a favor.
Right. Don't believe anybody in ufology because we are not credible. I'm joking, but, you know,
and
sure, you know, a person should have independent credentials as a journalist or certainly as an investigator like Don Ecker and a police officer, so they know what they're doing in their regular lives, so they bring that to the UFO field. We've got Don Ecker, our great friend from Dark Matters Radio, joining us. We have Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you want to get your website online and you need reliable service, first-class service at the lowest possible price, there's only one place to go. Well, DreamHost has a special promotion with our show where they'll offer you unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click web apps such as WordPress, 24/7 support. You can save over $55. You want to know how? Go to DreamHost.com/radio, DreamHost.com/radio. Whether it's personal mail, whether it's business email, you want reliable, dependable delivery, freedom from spam, freedom from viruses. Well, Polaris Mail offers professional email hosting services for your personal or small business use. Each account uses 25 gigabytes of storage, an easy-to-use webmail interface, and full mobile sync. Sign up today for a 30-day free trial at PolarisMail.com, PolarisMail.com.
Are you ready to fight back? Fight back against the army of spies, scammers, and government wonks that are hell-bent on stealing your information? Let me ask you one question. What are you doing right now to protect your privacy? Learn how to take your identity off the grid and even disappear forever with this weird trick at PrivacyRadio.com. I'll show you how to protect yourself and your family from big government and big business in just 10 easy steps. Go to PrivacyRadio.com to learn more.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Now available in softcover and Kindle on Amazon is a revolutionary book that will forever change the way you look at health and diet. Dr. Brian Sturgeon's Body and Brain Diet. This amazing diet and exercise plan was developed when the surgeon himself was confronted with heart disease, diabetes, high blood pressure, and cholesterol. There's no starving yourself and no calorie counting. You'll learn it's not how much you eat, but what you eat. Find easy-to-prepare recipes and simple step-by-step workout plans that exercise mind and body simultaneously. On the plan, Dr. Sturgeon lost over 70 pounds and reversed all the diseases naturally and with no medication. And many of his patients have had similar success. The Body and Brain Diet allows you to naturally diminish or reverse diabetes, hypertension, coronary artery disease, skin tags, psoriasis, and more. A whole new outlook on life and a healthy future awaits you. And Dr. Brian Sturgeon's Body and Brain Diet, available in softcover and Kindle on Amazon.com.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwartman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
This is Leslie Kane, and I'm with the Coalition for Freedom of Information, and you are listening to the Paracast.
We have a few questions left in the till there, Chris O'Brien, of Don Ecker. And we'll probably have to ask you, Don, to keep the questions short because we don't have much time left.
Well, here's one from Ufology, our friend Randall, who is one of the most active members at forum.theparacast.com. And Don, he wants to know how the new Unvarnished Truth book is coming along. Perhaps you could give us a teaser that illustrates what you mean when you said you know where the bodies are buried. That's a little tantalizing. And that it will give some people heartburn. Well, I won't give another ad for Alka-Seltzer, but he gives an example. Who in the ufological community should be preparing to break out the Pepto-Bismol?
Well, probably the people that have UFO magazine, for one.
Yeah. Okay. You want to care to expand on that answer?
No. I'm not going to preempt the book that we're working on. I'm not going to do that.
Do we have a slated completion date? Or
when it's done. I hate to be so vague, but, you know, hey, we're going back to almost 25.
Yeah, that's a tough one, man. You guys have been at it for a long time, and I'm sure there's a lot of gems in the woodwork.
As much as I would love to be able to come on here and drop some real zingers, you know, I'd just be cutting my own throat, so...
Okay. Well, moving right along, Bert State, again, is another one of our new forum participants at forum.theparacast.com. And he has he rattled off a bunch of questions here. Let's start with this one. What's the best concrete evidence for alien bases on the moon?
Some of the photographs that I've had over the years, going back to literally when George H. Leonard came out with his book in, I believe it was 1976, Somebody Else is on the Moon. Now, in the book, many of those photographs are really hard to see, but I was able to, years ago, secure from a source that got them directly from NASA, a number of those photographs that definitely, and I was not a photo reconnaissance expert when I was in the Army, but I'd had some, as a matter of fact, look at some of these, and if they're not artificial, to coin a famous quip I made years ago that caused me much grief for a long period of time. If they're not artificial, I'll eat my hat. Do you hear me, Cal Korf? I'll eat my hat.
Hey, when you see perfect right angles on the moon, you know something's up.
Well, something is up, sure. And I've got...
Cal who?
Yeah.
Please, let's not get started there, because just one name, a two-word freak out will occur.
Yes. One photograph... And I actually, I had a minor miniature shootout with Art Bell during an appearance I made on his show back in February of 2001. An object, actually two objects, that rolled up and out of lunar craters and were rolling across the lunar surface. Now, if that wasn't artificial, and NASA tried to tell the world that they were actually lunar rocks, but they were lunar rocks leaving tread marks like a tank in the lunar soil.
It sounds like the Desert Raceway in where, the Mojave or Death Valley?
Well, those, are you talking about the moving rocks out there?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, those, believe it or not, our result, although it doesn't rain much, it does rain out there. And when it does, they have what are flash floods, and it's been basically proven now that that water action will move those rocks. But as we all know, the moon is pretty dry. And
it doesn't rain on the moon.
No. Whatever we're leaving those tracks, it's highly unlikely that they were natural. So.
One from Vespa High Folk, who has been a longtime poster. He's almost up to 1,000 posts on the forum.
And that's just yesterday.
And that was just yesterday. He's probably going to have about another half a dozen after the show. Don, do you think there is any real evidence of Bigfoot?
Do I think there? Well, that's not an area that I have a lot of experience with. But, yeah, I do think that it's possible. I won't go as far as to say probable, but I do think it's possible that there is some type of bipedal creature out there that we would refer to as Bigfoot or Sasquatch or the abominable snowman if you're in the Himalayas. Yeah, I do think it's possible. Could I prove that? No. But I'm not willing to be a total naysayer on that.
Can Melba Ketchum prove it? I don't know. Okay, here's one interesting question from Steve C., who has been a lurker at forum.theparacast.com for a couple of years. With the report by NIDS, and I'm not sure which report he's referring to, they've actually released a number of them, and the recent book by Greg Valdez, who, of course, we had on last week, his dad was Gabe Valdez, the New Mexico State Patrolman up in Dulce. Has there been any closure for you concerning the cattle mutilation phenomena, since that is what started you on this crazy UFO journey way back when you were a police officer?
No. That's, talk about a short and sweet answer. No,
yeah.
There's no closure.
Okay, well, maybe after you read the book I'm slaving away on, maybe you'll change your mind on that, but I probably not. Don't hold your breath. Okay, we've got a bunch of them here. Let's go back to a question from Vesby High Folk. In your research, what case stands out as the most solid evidence of alien visitation?
STS-48.
Okay, good one. I like that. Was a short and sweet.
Well, we only have 2.5 minutes left, so the next answers have to be even shorter and sweeter.
Okay, who are the current researchers and investigators, in your opinion, that are actually making some headway with the UFO conundrum?
Well, I think, actually, and I'm not kissing your tail end, Chris, I think you're doing a hell of a job.
Thank you. Okay. Are you guys, you and Vicky, going to start another UFO magazine?
I understand that's a psychiatrist for that.
Yeah, that comes from Steve C. He says, if money wasn't an issue, would you and Vicky consider running UFO Magazine again?
No.
Oh, I love it. Okay, how would you characterize the UFO occupants' attitudes towards humans? That's making a big leap right there, number one. But would you say that they are indifferent towards humanity, or they care about us and our future? Or are we just cattle to them to be used and abused?
Well, depending upon who you talk to, yes, they are totally indifferent to us. I believe that. And are we cattle to them? Well, there's not a tremendous amount of evidence to suggest we're not. I've always thought that if, big question, the operative word, if they are real, if they came here or are coming here, that at best they're working on their own agenda. And what that agenda is, that is the, well, not even $64,000 question. That's a $64 million question. And I really don't believe that if they are real, they much give a damn one way or the other.
We have more questions in the till. And what I'll ask Donna to do is answer some of your questions over at forum.theparacast.com or save him for his next appearance on the show. So, Don Ecker, where do we find more of your stuff? Other than the forum, of course.
Well, of course, the Paracast Forum, Dark Matters Radio, is one place. www.dqrm.com is where you can catch my show live Monday through Friday, starting at 10 p.m. Pacific time. And there is an extensive archive of past shows, and I might add some real gems in there. I have that listed not only in the DRM forum on the Paracast, but also on Facebook. Don Ecker and the Dark Matters forum and fan for Dark Matters Radio and Don Ecker. There's two places up there.
Okay, you can find Chris at OurStrangePlanet.com. You can find us on ThePowerCast.com. On Twitter, we're known as The Paracast. On Facebook, there's a Paracast fan club. In fact, there are two. Don Ecker, thanks for joining us this week on The Paracast.
Thank you, Dean. It's a great pleasure to be back.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Whey.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.